نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, one who believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ, he should only utter and say that which is khair, or otherwise he should remain quiet, he should remain silent. In this hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is saying that one of the characteristics of a true believer is that either he will remain silent, or if he speaks, he will say something that is beneficial, something that is good. If a person speaks and he does not utter khair, goodness does not emanate from his tongue. He mocks at people, he makes fun of people, he degrades people, he hurts people, he backbites people, he slanders people, then he cannot be a true believer. He cannot be a perfect believer. He cannot be a complete believer. A salient feature of a true mu'min, of a perfect believer, of a complete believer, is that he will have his speech or his tongue under his control. The speech will not be out of control, it will remain under his control. He will only say that which is good. Otherwise, he will remain quiet, he will remain silent. If the inner self, if the base desire, if the nafs urges him to say something which is out of line, which does not fall in the category of khair, which does not bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then despite the inner urge, he has complete control over his tongue, and he will not let the tongue utter what the nafs is urging the tongue to utter. Such a person can be categorized as a good mu'min, as a perfect mu'min, as a complete mu'min, as a true mu'min. So in order to become a true mu'min, a complete mu'min, a perfect mu'min, we have to learn to control our tongue. The tongue should be under our control. The tongue should not control us. The tongue should not be out of control. It should remain under our control. We only say that which we desire. We only say that which we desire. The tongue will not be able to speak whatever it desires. The tongue will be under our control completely. So when a person controls his tongue, and he only says that which is good or which is pleasing Allah subhanahu, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a sign that the whole deen is in his life. Because a person cannot become a complete believer, a perfect believer, by only controlling his tongue. So controlling the tongue is one of those things that will bring the whole deen in a person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, ittaqullah. Create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person creates a barrier between himself and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will only do that which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the conclusion is that the one who creates a barrier between himself and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only do that which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in essence, he will be following the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, adopt taqwa, acquire taqwa, become a muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, follow my whole deen. Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And speak only that which is straight. Speak only that which is correct. Speak only that which is not out of line. This encompasses the whole good speech. Speak only that which can be categorized as good in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقُلُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places in the glorious Quran orders us to adopt taqwa, to become muttaqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to become religious. Follow the religion in its totality. Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows this command with another command. In this case, it is controlling the tongue. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. In another place, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. O you who believe, become muttaqeen. Create a barrier between yourselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create a barrier between yourselves and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And remain in the company of those people who are sadiqeen, who are truthful. And who are the truthful people? Those who follow the whole deen. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The truthful people are the muttaqeen. Those who abstain from anything and everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A third example, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah, O you who believe, adopt taqwa. Create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. And this command is followed by another command that each person should think regarding those a'mal which he is sending forth for tomorrow in the hereafter. That means each person should always contemplate and think about the hereafter. What will happen to me in the grave? What will happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen to me at the time of reckoning? What will happen to me on the Pul Sirat? If I carry on with whatever I am doing, what will happen to me in the hereafter? Is what I am doing going to take me through to Jannah very easily? Or is what I am doing at the moment is going to bring difficulties after difficulties in the life hereafter. Difficulties in the grave, difficulties at the time of resurrection, difficulties at the time of reckoning, difficulties on the pul sirat. Will these amal, will these actions save me from the fire of Jahannam, or they will land me in the fire of Jahannam? A person should always think. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after ordering us to adopt taqwa, to do those things which bring His pleasure, to follow the whole deen, follows it with another command. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. O you who believe, follow the whole deen and speak straight. Control your tongue. Always say that which is good. O you who believe, follow the whole deen and always remain in the company of good people, pious people, religious people. O you who believe, follow the whole deen and always think about the life hereafter. What am I sending forth in the hereafter? Always think about it. Think about the consequences of your amal. What will happen to me in the hereafter? After commanding us to follow the whole deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out one thing. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after commanding us to follow the whole deen, singles out one item which, if we practice, will bring the whole deen in our lives. Allah is helping us to bring the whole deen in our lives. So Allah is saying, follow the whole deen. How? How can I follow the whole deen? How can I bring the whole deen in my life? In my life. Allah says, وَكُونُوا مَا أَسَّادِكِينَ. This is the starting point. Stay away from wrong company and adopt good company. O you who believe, follow the whole deen. How can I? Where can I start from? Daily take out 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes and contemplate about the life hereafter and what you are doing at the moment. This will go a long way in motivating you and encouraging you to follow the whole deen. O you who believe, follow the whole deen. How can I follow the whole deen? I am far away from deen. What? Where can I start? Start with controlling your tongue. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتُ. The one who believes in Allah and the hereafter. That means one who is a true believer, he should speak khair, otherwise remain silent. That means one who will speak only what is good, otherwise remain silent, will become a perfect believer. Will become a perfect. Man samata naja. One who remains silent will save himself from the calamities in this world and also in the hereafter. Sometimes we lie and we face the consequences of lying in this very world. Sometimes we backbite and we face the consequences in this very world. We slander, we face the consequences in this very world. And we will face the consequences in the hereafter also. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَسَائِدُ وَالْسِنَتِهِمْ. It is the cultivation of the tongue that will take a lot of people in the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. So we need to control the tongue. And one thing we need to do is to think before we speak. Think before we speak. Think before we speak. Tol phir bol. Assess and then speak. Assess and then speak. Assess and then speak. Assess. Is what I am about to say khair or shar? If it is khair, speak. If it is shar, remain silent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Imla'ul khayri khayrum minas sukut. Speaking something good is better than remaining silent. Speaking something good is better than remaining silent, because if you remain silent, instead of speaking good, you have a choice between remaining silent and saying Subhanallah. You have a choice between remaining silent and consoling somebody who is in grief. You have a choice between remaining silent and calling somebody towards good. You have a choice between remaining silent and teaching somebody something good. If you remain silent, you will be deprived of this goodness that you would have carried out if you spoke. So to speak goodness is better than remaining silent. And وَالسُّكُوتُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ إِمْلَاءِ الشَّرِ. And to remain silent is better than speaking shar, speaking evil, speaking something bad. Speaking and saying something which will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When you have a choice between backbiting and remaining silent, if you don't remain silent, you will do bad to yourself. And if you remain silent, you will save yourself from bad. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, we will control our tongues. Many a times, we joke with somebody, and only that person knows how much hurt we have caused him, how much we have pained him. Only that person knows. As far as we were concerned, it was only a joke. But as far as he was concerned, it was degrading. It was putting him down. It was insulting him. It was making fun of him. It was making a mockery out of him. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. In your eyes, it was a very, very insignificant matter. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it became very great and very big. So we have to be very, very careful where we use our tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to always keep a gaze on what we are saying. Continually monitor what we are saying. And we should always say good and stay away from saying anything that may bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.